AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Egypt's president says British security experts checked out the Sharm el-Sheikh airport 10 months ago and thought it was fine. That's pushback against Prime Minister David Cameron, who said this morning that a bomb likely brought down that Russian passenger jet over Egypt on Saturday.
The decisions that I'm taking are about putting the safety of British people first. That's why we suspended the flights to Sharm el-Sheikh, and that's why it's going to take some time before we can fly people out of Sharm el-Sheikh back to Britain. What we need to put in place is more security at that airport so it's safe to fly people home.
A U.S. official tells us that it appears the Islamic State group Sinai affiliate planted a bomb on the flight. There's even more to the story of that Illinois police officer who staged his own suicide in September to look like he'd been shot and killed in the line of duty, according to authorities. We've been told that the widow of Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz and his son DJ are under criminal investigation. This allegedly has to do with allegations that for 7 years, Glinowitz had been stealing money from a youth group. A 5-year-old boy who disappeared from his home in Alabama 13 years ago has been found safe in Ohio. Julian Hernandez is now 18 years old. He's been living with his father, who left a note behind all those years ago, saying he'd taken the boy, according to police. The Vestavia Hills, Alabama police spokesman, Lieutenant Johnny Evans.
We will be going to obtain warrants through Jefferson County DA's office for interference with child custody on Bobby Hernandez, the child's father.
Prosecutors in Erie County, New York, say they will not bring rape charges against Chicago Blackhawks star Patrick Kane, citing a lack of credible evidence in a case they say is rife with reasonable doubt. The Dow is down 73. This is AP Radio News. The new host of The Daily Show is recovering from an emergency appendectomy. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah is expected to be back on the air tonight, just a day after his bosses at Comedy Central said he had an emergency appendectomy. A statement from Comedy Central says the procedure went well and that Noah is expected back on The Daily Show tonight. The network ran a repeat last night. Noah began as Daily Show host in September. He took over for Jon Stewart, who stepped down in August after a 15-year run at the helm of the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Well, here's your new best friend. Somebody hit the Powerball jackpot for $144 million in Tennessee. The ticket was sold in Nashville. We don't know yet who bought it. Mortgage rates are going up. A 30-year fixed is now 3.8%, says Freddie Mac. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.